Libya and Sudan have taken significant steps to cooperate in the war on terrorism. So says the United States today in its annual report on international terrorism, but the report continues to include Libya and Sudan on the list of states that sponsor terrorism. There are 7 countries on that list, which has changed very little since it first appeared in 1979. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports that once a country makes it on the list, it's difficult to get off of it.
The State Department's annual report on international terrorism is a country-by-country review of what governments are doing and what Washington thinks they should be doing. This year's report is guardedly positive. Ambassador Kofor Black, the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism, summarized the findings.
In 2003, we saw less state sponsorship of terrorism. Libya has renounced terrorism. Sudan has taken significant steps to be a cooperative partner in the global war on terrorism, and Afghanistan is no longer a breeding ground for terrorism as a result of Operation Enduring Freedom.
Yet, the list of state sponsors reads the same as it did last year, and the year before, and the year before. Iraq, Iran, Libya, Sudan, Syria, North Korea, and Cuba. President Bush removed sanctions against Iraq last May, but Ambassador Black says the U.S. needs to be assured that Iraq will cooperate in the future.
For us to be able to remove them from the list, we need a government in power. Sovereignty will be transferred on 30th of June.
As for Libya, Ambassador Black says the U.S. just needs to make sure that the government of Muammar Gaddafi has ceased all contact with terrorist groups.
The burden of proof is upon the Libyan government.
The State Department report offers little hope that Cuba, Iran, Syria, and North Korea will get off of the list anytime soon. It says their performance has not changed much from previous years. Yet, by the State Department's own assessment, North Korea has not sponsored any terrorist acts since 1987. Again, Ambassador Black.
The United States has a long memory, and we will not expunge a terrorist sponsor's record simply because time has passed.
Kenneth Katzman, a Mideast expert with the Congressional Research Service, suggests that getting off of the list often requires more than cooperation against terrorism.
It is a foreign policy tool to pressure states and to get them to change their behavior. It usually reflects a desire to change a state's behavior on other issues other than just simply terrorism.
In the case of Sudan, Katzman says, the United States is looking for more cooperation in halting the country's bloody civil war. With North Korea, the issue, he says, probably is Pyongyang's pursuit of nuclear weapons. And then there is Cuba, complicated by the powerful anti-Castro lobby in the United States. Again, Kenneth Katzman.
Many would say that Cuba is on because of the estranged political relationship with the United States and not purely because of its supposed support for any international terrorism.
In terms of the number of international terrorist attacks, the State Department report says there was a slight decrease last year, but the total does not include most of the attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Unlike President Bush, the State Department report does not characterize attacks on those U.S. combatants as terrorism. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.